Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Dan is a tribe of who? Israel. He's one of the 12 tribes, and actually more than that, but anyway, we'll go there. The snorting of horses was heard from Dan. The whole land trembled at the sound of the name of the strong ones, for they are come and have devoured the land and all that is in it, and the city and those that dwell in, speaking of Jerusalem and Israel, that land there. For behold, I will send servants, cockatrices among you, which will not be charmed, and they shall bite you, saith the Lord. So again, this is speaking of the Antichrist. Not only is he a Jew, but also believe he was from the tribe of Dan. Have a note here. In Genesis chapter 49, Genesis 49 verse 16 and 17, remember when Jacob is dying and he brings his sons and gives them a blessing. Remember, I love that study of Genesis. It took us over a year to get through Genesis verse by verse. But remember, he brought those sons in there, and them boys were there waiting for those blessings. Then when Jacob put his hands on them, most of them didn't get good reports. I just see their jaws dropping. Wow. One, you're a liar. You know, you know that kind of thing. Anyway, for Dan, verse number 16, Dan stands before his dad. And he says, Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Then verse number 17, Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path that biteth the horse's heel, so that the rider should fall backwards. Again, it's referring to what Dan, not so much him, but somebody through his seed. Because all these ones that he referred to, Jacob's sons, it wasn't all directly them. It talked about their seeds and what's going to come in the future. So I believe the Antichrist is going to be a Jew. Not only is he going to be a Jew, I strongly, strongly, strongly believe he's going to be from the tribe of Dan. Dan was the first tribe to be guilty of introducing idolatry into Israel. I won't read these passages because time's getting away from me, but in Judges chapter 18, verses 30 and 31, then 1 Kings 12, 29, it tells us about the tribe of Dan. They were the ones who brought idolatry into Israel. Okay. I was going to say, that's some interesting reading, by the way. In 1 Kings, I read that a couple days ago, around that 1 Kings 12. Make a footnote, because I'll be preaching a sermon next couple weeks in that area, because I saw some new things in 1 Kings chapter number 12, 11 and 12, about God's men, the priest, how they compromised. And then they would say, it's of the Lord. And they'd make idols to priests. Then they declare, well, this is of the Lord. There's a lot of people in churches today who stand behind pulpits who says this is of the Lord. A lot. Anyway, so I'm studying that, trying to put some comparison together. Anyway, I believe that he'll be from the tribe of Dan. Just another point of information, when we were in Revelation chapter number 7, remember the sealing of the 144,000 at the beginning of the tribulation period? Remember that? Okay, the tribe of Dan was omitted of the sealing of the 144,000. However, this is the neat thing. In the millennium, when he apportions the land in Ezekiel, in the book of Ezekiel you read during the millennium, when he reapportions the land to the children of Israel, you know who the first tribe that's mentioned in the millennium is? Dan. Ain't that cool? It shows God's grace and forgiveness. In the tribulation period, there wasn't no mention of them because the Antichrist is from that tribe. Okay? But during the millennial reign of Christ, they're the first tribe mentioned. Anyway, it's pretty neat. So we looked at some names given to him. Let me give you one more. Before we get to some more characteristics, turn me to Daniel chapter number 11. Of course, Kyler may have it up there on the screen. You won't have to turn up there. Let me tell you another thing I think about when the Antichrist, and people disagree with me here, but I believe it's so. Daniel 11, 37. I believe not only the Antichrist will be a Jew, and not only will he be from the tribe of Dan, but I believe he will be a homosexual. By the way, it's so accepted now in our country, it shouldn't be, or around the world, it shouldn't be a strange thing to think that a world leader would be homosexual. Preacher, where do you get that? Well, in Daniel chapter number 11, verse number 37, the Bible tells us, is speaking of that wicked king in verse number 36, the Antichrist, verse 37, and neither shall he regard the God of his fathers. Notice, if you got a King James Bible, the word God is capitalized, Jehovah God, the God of his fathers. Whose fathers? The Jews. Again, this is another reference. He has to be a Jew. He didn't regard the God of his fathers. Neither, now look at this next phrase, nor the desire of women. The word desire here means he did not take delight or pleasure in women. Now you can go anywhere you want to with this. I just believe that he is so anti-Christ that he's going to be a homosexual. It's an abomination. What can be more anti-Christ than being a homosexual? It's pretty much, yeah. Now, I will say this, and there's some argument here, and I had a debate with somebody. It wasn't much of a debate, because we ate at Wendy's a couple. Remember he talked about that? There's a fella that not too far from here that believes that homosexuals cannot be saved. They're reprobated, and that once they're a homosexual, they're done with. So I listened to his argument and all what he had to say, and I just simply, instead of arguing with him, I just shared with him the Word of God. And in 1 Corinthians, it makes a statement. It makes all of such, these won't enter in the kingdom, as were some of you. God can save anybody, as were some of you. When I read that statement, you know what he did? I got to go. He couldn't argue with that. As I said, listen, I don't care who they are. If they turn and repent of their sins and turn to faith in Jesus Christ, God not only able, he wants to save them. God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And what is all means everyone. Anyway, that's another subject for another day. I believe, again, that he's going to be a homosexual. And then, just for reference, we'll be getting to that next week. In Zechariah chapter number 11, begin verse number 15. And the Lord said unto me, take unto thee the instruments of a foolish shepherd. There, Kyler, write that on my, that's another name given to the Antichrist. How did I miss that one? Foolish shepherd, that's 9, the foolish shepherd. For lo, I will raise up a shepherd in the land. In what land? Israel. Which shall not visit those that be cut off, neither shall seek the young one, nor heal that is broken, nor feed that is standeth off. But he shall eat the flesh of the fat and tear the claws in pieces, their claws in pieces. He's going to ravage Israel. In verse number 17, woe to that idle shepherd. Did I have that in my? How did I miss these? Number 9, write that one, Kyler. The idle shepherd that leaveth the flock. Again, to me, it's a reference of Israel. He leaveth the flock. He's a Jew, but he's not regarding the God of his fathers. He leaveth the flock. The sword shall be upon his arm and upon his right eye. And his arm shall be clean dried up, and his right eye shall be utterly darkened. Why is that so important? Because when we read in Revelation chapter number 13, we're going to read about the Antichrist, how he dies. He receives a deadly wound. We're going to look at that next week. And whether you not believe he actually died, we'll talk about next week, or he was just unconscious or whatever. I believe he died, and I'll give you the reasons for that. And he rose. He came to life again. Only one person ever resurrected with a glorified body. Who was that? Well, there's some that came out after him, but I'm saying the first was Jesus Christ. There was a lot that rose from the dead. Lazarus come forth, and when he came, he still had his fleshly body.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.